Hello and welcome to the Bank on Dividends podcast. My name is Banky, and as always, I will be your guide into the wonderful world of dividend investing. This week, we are talking about what makes an ethical dividend stock. Whether you're a Christian, Muslim, environmentalist, or just care about what you invest in, ethical stocks are really hard to come by, especially those that pay a dividend. This weekend, we saw the conclusion of the COP26 environmental conference in Glasgow. This was meant to be the conference that sets the mark for how we keep global warming from rising by more than 1.5. Regardless of what you think of the results of the conference, the markets didn't really notice. But remember, no matter what happens in the markets, you can always bank on dividends. Let me clear this up to start right from the beginning. Ethical dividend stocks or ethical investing is not the same as ESG stocks or ESG investing. ESG stands for environmental, social, and governance. Those are the three pillars of ESG investing. Ethics is not a part of it. We like to think it is because it sounds like it belongs there, but really it's not. And the reason it's not is because ethics are mainly personal. And a big pet peeve that I have with the whole ESG movement is how we actually determine whether a company or stock is ESG friendly or not. Ratings agencies like Moody's and S&P, who have rated certain bonds and certain investments AAA in the past when really they were subprime or worse, and basically led to a big part of the financial crisis and lost loads of people money, are the same companies that we're meant to trust to tell us if these companies are socially, environmentally, and governmentally, you know, responsible. A really good example is Volkswagen. Volkswagen, even after the huge emission scandal, all they did was, you know, put a couple more females on the board, you know, change their corporate structure, and bam, their ESG rating went up from like a 0 to a 1, which is enough for it to be included in quite a few ESG benchmarks, right? And this is public knowledge. They can do this, and these rating agencies are going to say, yep, we believe that they've made some changes. They've donated a bunch of money to charities. Now we believe they're socially, environmentally, and governmentally responsible. That is not the same as ethical investing, okay? It is a starting point, and it is where we're going to start, but it's not the same. ESG investing is very, very good. I'm not knocking it. It's probably the best thing that we have out there so far, and it's the biggest development in the world of investing other than blockchain technology right now is ESG investing. So don't get me wrong, I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying on a personal level, people need to go a bit further and examine their own ethics when making investing decisions. And ethical investing is simply two things: putting your money where you believe in. For example, I've made it clear many times, I'm a Christian, so I don't believe in the mass production of weapons for gain. So you will never see me investing in a company like Lockheed Martin that makes weapons. Like, it's just never going to happen, because investing is just an extension of the rest of my life. If I don't condone something in 90% of my life, I'm not going to condone it in the last 10% just because they pay a good dividend and that dividend is yielding returns, when there are plenty other stocks that will pay me just as good of a dividend, if not better. The second thing that makes up ethical investing is putting your money where your mouth is, voting with your money. And the best example I've ever seen of ethical investing actually happened this year, believe it or not. And the target was ExxonMobil. So there was a small hedge fund of investors called Engineer One, and they basically defeated the whole board of ExxonMobil, and they forced them to put two environmental specialists on the board of ExxonMobil because they didn't believe that this global oil company was adapting fast enough. Can you imagine that? A very small hedge fund that, you know, had less than a couple hundred thousand shares in ExxonMobil forced them, by getting other investors on board, to put environmental specialists on their board of directors. That is ethical investing, literally putting your money somewhere that you can make an influence and steer the decisions that are made in that company. And that happened just this year, and that's happening a lot. Investors are waking up and actually using the voting rights that they have when they buy a share. Ethical investing has one huge problem that we can't ignore before we go on and I give you some recommendations and stocks that I like and how I arrived at those stocks. The big problem of ethical investing is that a lot of the companies or hedge funds or, you know, whatever institution is that are really instructing change and people want to buy into, either they are not publicly tradable, so you can't even get in if you wanted to get in, or you have to have excessive amounts of capital to make a difference as an individual, or those companies do not pay a dividend, which is a big problem. So you find out that lots of people want to be ethical investors. They know what they believe. They know what they stand for as a person or as an individual, as a group. But they can't always find companies that meet all of those criteria who are established enough to pay a dividend that they can rely on. So you end up with this trade-off. If you want to be a dividend investor or a growth investor or whatever type of investor you are, and then you find this young company, like the Renewable Infrastructure Group is a good one. They pay dividends. But a lot of these companies that are really pushing the forefront and changing their industry, like Tesla, like NIO, like so many other renewable companies, right? And that's a really good field to look at this. Don't pay dividends. Let me paint you a Venn diagram. In one circle, you've got really good dividend payers. Companies that pay dividends that you can rely on, that you can buy and you build your dividend portfolio. In the other circle, you have companies who are affecting change, who are actually doing the environmental, the social, the governance work that needs to be done, and they align with your personal ethics. So those are your two circles. Where those two circles cross is the Goldilocks zone, is where you find ethical dividend stocks for you. Everyone's ethics are different, so it's not going to look the same, but that is the Goldilocks zone. And for me, that's really simple. I already know I don't buy sin stocks, so that's easy. There's a bunch of those that are out, but in that group, it's actually so many companies. There's everything from Johnson & Johnson to Unilever to Realty Income to GlaxoSmithKline. There are so many companies that actually fit in that crosshatch, in that Goldilocks zone of that Venn diagram. I am actually quite restrictive. There's a lots of companies that I do not buy, but even in that Goldilocks zone, there are more than enough companies to choose from. So unless you're super strict and super kosher, you're still going to have a very big range of companies to pick from after you apply the dividend filter, the ethics filter, the ESG filter. Your Venn diagram is still going to give you enough companies to invest in. The issue is some of those companies you might not know of. You will have to do some research, and most likely they will not be the most popular names in the space. A lot of people know about waste management, but how many news articles or headlines do you see about waste management? But they're doing great environmental work and they pay an amazing dividend. Have you ever seen the headline about them? Probably not. Stocks that I think are good ethical dividend players that you may not already know of. Some of these you definitely will know. If you haven't heard of these before, look them up, read what the company does, check out their dividend, and see if they fit in your Venn diagram. That's all I'm saying. So I'm not giving you a list of 100 stocks that you should buy or you should consider, even though there's probably well over 100, right? And this is by my very strict way of thinking and my general ethos as a Christian who happens to be a dividend investor. No more preamble, let's go. New Era Energy, ticker NEE. Renewables are great. They're always going to be leading in this space, especially right now. They're very popular. Another one is the Renewable Infrastructure Group. That one I own, and I'm going to tell you I own. Some of these I own, and I'm not going to tell you that I own them, but that one I really love. So New Era Energy, ticker NEE, is one that you should definitely look into. Another one that you should look into, I'm not actually sure if they pay a dividend, but I'm pretty sure they do. NVIDIA, it's a very small dividend if they do pay. from the last time I checked into them, but just look at what they're doing and why their ESG rating is so high, because it is a graphics card company, right? And they got into a lot of popularity because some of the cards that they make are actually really good for crypto mining, which is a different topic. But look into Nvidia and what they're doing ESG wise and if they would fit into your ethos. The next one is Char Hensen, that's ticker CHR.DK. It's a Danish company, it's a bioscience company, and they have really, you know, done a lot recently to increase their ethical ESG friendly rating. Really, they reduce waste in the pharmaceutical space and the food wastage space, which is something that I haven't seen a bioscience company do. Most bioscience companies are usually just working on some new type of drug, right? So Char Hensen, that's CHR.DK, the Danish company, definitely check them. Again, see if they fit into your overall investing ethos. Check out their dividend also. Number four is a big name, Microsoft. Microsoft are like one of the world leaders in carbon mitigation, right? So they're one of the leaders in reducing the carbon footprint of the world, not just their company, right? I think MSCI, last time I checked, gave them a triple A rating for ESG, and they really have some ambitious goals, and they have the cash to make it happen. So if you don't own Microsoft already, definitely check them out. And this is what I'm saying. When I talk about ethical investing, don't think that you have to go for some niche company that no one's ever heard of. Microsoft, right? It's probably as big as it gets. All right, number five, it's another big name, Home Depot. Home Depot, people don't think of ESG or even ethical investing, but they have reduced their emissions by 40%, and they aim to continue doing so up until 2030 and then 50% by 2035. And they do a lot. I'm not in the US, so we don't have any Home Depot stores here, but see what they do in their communities as well. Home Depot is a really good buy in terms of dividends as well. Another biotechnology name is West Pharmaceutical Services. Definitely check them out. I'm not going to go into too much of what they do because I'm quite excited about this company. So I want you to look into them yourself and figure out what they do and if they fit with you. Salesforce, ticker CRM. Salesforce, you know, I thought it was just something that people use at work, but check out what they are doing again. Cloud services are the way forward in terms of data storage, in terms of minimizing, you know, paper waste and, you know, hard drives and all these kind of ways that we waste resources, and even what they do in terms of, you know, just helping young businesses grow. That's part of my ethos. I definitely want to see new companies coming up. So yeah, check out Salesforce. Another one, which is one of my favorite stocks. Again, it's another pharmaceutical. So I didn't intend to have so many pharmaceutical names, but there is a stock analysis coming up on this name. Is GlaxoSmithKline, ticker GSK. GlaxoSmithKline and Unilever are two companies that I used to hate until I really did my research in them. GlaxoSmithKline is doing great work in about 13 countries, and the UN has actually pointed them out to be one of the companies that are just, you know, changing the world in terms of, you know, not just the social and environmental side, but actually in terms of leveling up and bringing, you know, real change to all places around the world. And this is something that everyone says they care about, but until you start acting on it, you can't really say you care about it. And investing in GSK is actually acting on it, because you are enabling them to continue the good work that they do, and you get a dividend for it. And these are just a few names that I have, right? There are many, many more names out there. I will always mention my favorite stock of all time, Realty Income. It's just an amazing stock. They are also in there. They're also doing great stuff. Even the stocks that you know or that you own already, check out what they're doing and see if they still fit into your overall investing ethos. And if they don't, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to sell? Are you going to hold? Is there a stock out there that suits you better and pays a better dividend than the ones you own right now? You don't even have to have too many stocks. You can just have one stock that you really believe in, and it's really got that ESG, that ethical stance, and you can really increase your position in it and go to sleep happy at night. So here are my closing remarks on the ethical dividend stocks. All you have to do to find ethical dividend stocks is to first have a bit of self-reflection. Think about what you actually care about. If you just want to make money and buy anything, or there's something more that drives your investing. Second thing, once you've discovered that, see which stocks do those things. Research. It doesn't cost you anything. You can literally just Google stocks that are doing this for the environment, or stocks that have so many females on the board, or stocks that don't trade with North Korea, or anything that matters to you. It's your starting point. Then once you've got your list of stocks, check out the ones that pay dividends, who have a good dividend history, who are increasing their dividend payments. And then you've got your two circles in your Venn diagram. I can guarantee if you do this exercise well enough and you're not restricted in your thinking, you have at least 20 to 50 companies that you can easily buy and keep investing in and grow your dividends and sleep well at night. It's not difficult, but it does need some work. You will be much happier with yourself, and you are less likely to be swayed by the markets when you own a share that you actually believe in and you care about, and they're paying you a dividend. I know a lot of people who sell good dividend paying stocks, and I often ask myself, why do they do that if they're just in it for the dividend? And the truth is, they're not in it for the dividend. The dividend is like some icing on the cake, but you still have to want the cake. That's my two cents. Let me know what you think. What ethical dividend stocks do you own? And if you find any new ones, let me know. And what do you think of some of the names that I gave you today? Before I go, I just want to take the time to shout out all of the listeners. Thank you for listening. It means a lot to me. And a special shout out to You're Gonna Be Good, My Boy on Instagram, who actually requested this episode. He actually requested an episode based specifically for Christians and what kind of stocks they should buy, but I decided to widen it out and just base it on your personal ethics, because even if you're a Christian or you're not a Christian or you believe the same things as me, your personal ethics are still going to determine what you feel comfortable with. So it's not really about what you believe, it's what you are comfortable with and how you live your life and where you want to put your money. Once again, thank you for listening. My name is Banky. Please keep reaching out to me on Instagram and Twitter. I really love talking to all of you guys and hearing what you have to say, and, you know, seeing your portfolios grow. It really, you know, keeps me going and helps me keep doing this. So thank you once again. You guys are the real MVP. Thank you.